My wife did not know. We did not talk. Look, my notes, everything about the names of Belshazzar, is it? Daniel means God is just. Belshazzar, Bel will protect. Hananiah, God is gracious. Shadrach, inspired of Aku. Mish, everything that I was going to preach, that is what has been shared. So I will not add too much to what God has already started and is doing. I'll just finish it up. That's why I said God is already speaking. So I will end up, you guys, by telling you something. You are going into the first time you are going to leave home and live on your own. You might find it strange, but now you'll be visitors at home. That's the truth, because your life is starting. You know, when we all as adults, when we went out, we rejoiced that, at last, freedom. But later on, we came to realize that freedom can mean two things. Freedom can either mean liberation or an ensnarement. Because if you see freedom as you doing anything you want to do, eventually it leads to ensnarement. You are ensnared by the world. But if freedom is you now being able to pursue what God has built you to do, truly that is liberating. I'm glad all of you are pursuing your dreams. Like I told you, we didn't have that liberty. But your generation is different. You are the Sorosuke generation. You know, and one thing I will tell you all. In whatever you do, be diligent. You know, we've talked about diligence many times here. Be diligent. Make every effort. And I thank God you are already showing that. All of you are already showing it. Don't let anybody have to wake you up to read, to practice. Take the initiative upon yourself to do it without anybody motivating you to do it. Because this is you doing what you love to do. And pursue your passion with all diligence. And when God adds his grace upon that diligence, he will stand before kings and not before mere men in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, the verse I was going to read from Daniel 1 is Daniel 1 verse 8. Can anybody read it for me, please? Because we've already read the whole chapter. I will not go back to, yes, okay. Please, okay, let me.
But Daniel resolved that he would not defile himself with the king's food or with the wine that he drank.
Now, in her version, it says Daniel resolved. In my version, it says Daniel proposed in his heart. In some other versions, they might say Daniel made a commitment. And the backstory there is that the king of Babylon, and you, from the names that were given to those four young men, from a name from Bel to a name from Aku to the servant of Nebo, those were all the gods that they were serving. And the kind of food they offered them, either it was in the food or it was in the type of preparation of the food, because some foods are prepared by, first of all, dedicating the foods to their gods, and then they will eat it. And some of the foods that they ate, being the kind of kings that they were, might have been foods that the Lord told the children of Israel, you must not eat this type of foods. And so Daniel proposed in his heart that he will not defile himself with the king's meat and with the king's wine. To propose in your heart to do something is not that when you are faced with that decision, you now do it. Because to propose in your heart means that you have been preparing in your heart beforehand. Your life has been lived as a life of preparation so that when the opportunity comes, it doesn't come as a surprise because you've already proposed this is the kind of person you would want to live as. My young sons, when you become successful, women of the world will throw themselves at you. Propose in your heart now the kind of men you will be. My young daughter, as you become successful, as you grow, you're a beautiful lady. Men of the world will want to take advantage of you. Propose in your heart the kind of woman you want to be now. So that when that time comes to stand, just like Joseph, you will be able to make that decision, not because of yourself alone, but because of the God you serve. Because of the God you serve. Look around you. Are we a very big congregation? No, but we serve a very big God. We serve a very big God. And I know that very big God is able to do more than we can ask him or think about. Now, there are certain things that you will face in life, at least in your generation. Sister Kemi gave you some books. Please read them. Read them. Why I'm particular about this is that as a young man growing up, I saw some people make wrong decisions that they could not reverse. And you see, there's some decisions you make, there's some places you get yourself into that. Ultimately, you might be able to get yourself out of it. But there's some things in life that if you get yourself into it, that becomes the trajectory of your life. Be wise. Be wise. When I was in university, you know, they invited me to parties, but because of fear of daddy, not fear of God at that time, because of the fear of daddy, I didn't go to many parties. I went to a few. And I remember one particularly well, because there was this young, beautiful girl that was in my class. It was that day that I knew that the hearts of men were truly wicked. And that lady went to that party. It was a night party into the morning. I wasn't there, but I heard later on what happened. You know, the person that was her boyfriend that took her to the party, you know, they drugged her drink. And she didn't know until morning what happened. And the gang raped her. And her life was never the same way again. So there are some decisions we make that can ruin the foundation that you've laid for years. So be wise. Be wise. Because the world you are going into is not a world that looks kindly upon people like you. Because you see, when you shine as lights, you are bringing light to a dark place. Darkness wants to remain dark. And if it's either of two things, it's either the darkness extinguishes your light, or you stand to influence that darkness and bring light to it. And I pray that you three, you all, not only you three, even you ladies that have gone before them, thank you for bringing good examples to them. All of you. You that have gone and have returned, thank you for being an example. And I pray that all of you will be able to stand So purpose in your heart that you will remain pure. Purpose in your heart that you would live for God alone. Purpose in your heart that you will find a church where you can be plugged in to serve. And I'll say this, you know, we don't have much time. Purpose in your heart to save money. Don't eat with all 10 fingers. What that means is that if you're making $1,000 a month, don't live on $1,000. You know, we've been talking about having a financial seminar for all of you, you know, how to use credit cards, how to use all the. Unfortunately, I didn't have anybody to teach me. So the first credit card I had, I thought it was free money. I maxed it out immediately. You know, the worst thing you can do on a credit card is to take cash out of a credit card. And that is what I did. I took cash from the ATM. Nobody taught me, not knowing that the cash I took was the last I will pay and has the highest interest rates. So it took me about 2 or 3 years to pay it off. It was only $5,000. But before I could pay it off, I did this. Well, eventually I paid it off. That was a fix I got myself into, but God was merciful. So purpose in your heart. Don't live above your means. Don't live at like people look at me, I've arrived. Mm-mm. You see, the person who has arrived today will be the person who you will see if they live on everything at Walmart tomorrow. Look at all the stars. You know, the world calls them stars. We don't call them stars. One day you hear they made 10 million. 10 years later, they are broke. Why? Because they lived a lavish lifestyle. They live about people looking at them. Don't live like that. Live in such a way that out of what God blesses you with, you can give to others. That you can be a blessing to others. You know, some of the ones who have gone, they've come, they've been a blessing in their advice, in their friendship, in what they've brought. You also propose to do the same, that you will go, you will be diligent, you will succeed, and you can come back. See, Mariah there, see, she's looking at you guys also, that you can influence her life by the grace of God. Amen. That's all I have. This sermon has already been preached. So, our time is well spent. Congratulations. Well, I look forward to seeing you guys whenever you come home for break. As you know, we won't be seeing you every Sunday any longer, but we will see you whenever you come home for break. May the Lord go with you. May the Lord bless you. Eh? Oh, okay, there's Zoom. There's Zoom, but I encourage you to find a place where you can serve, a church. And keep your eyes open and your ears, because there are many calls out there also. There are many calls out there also. And I pray that the Lord would lead you. We will be praying for you. Amen. Well, let's all stand and share the grace in fellowship. And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.